When people come to visit Wisconsin, they ask what can't miss things they should do here. There's a lot to choose from, ranging from the obvious and highly accessible to some lesser known places off the beaten path. And even for people who do live here, there's always something more to add to the list of uniquely Wisconsin places to go, sights to see, activities to do, foods to eat. Our next guest rounded up 100 great ideas. You could join in at 800-642-1234. What's on your Wisconsin bucket list? What are your top recommendations for visitors? If you've recently crossed something off your list, what was it? And when people come to visit you in your part of the state, what's the gotta-do thing there? Whether it's a sight to see, an experience, a restaurant, you name it, call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Donnell Gay is a TV host, travel writer, former chef, and author whose books include Midwest Road Trip Adventures. Her new book is called 100 Things to Do in Wisconsin Before You Die. Danielle, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me. It's fun to be here.
All right, you've got 100 things. You actually have more than 100 things, because some of them, like, you know, this kind of food, yeah, here's some other restaurants too. So it's 100 plus. What did it take for something to make the cut as a must-do Wisconsin thing for your book?
It was tough. I got 191 things in there, actually. So you're right. I managed to squeeze a few more gems of Wisconsin in. And I had a huge list to start with. But you kind of had to balance things out from the state, you know, kind of all over geographically. And I wanted to do a mix of some things that were like no-brainers. You have to eat a cream puff at the Wisconsin State Fair, to some fun things that are more hinted gems. So it was a tough, delicate, like, balance to create.
Now, before we start visiting, you're doing something special with this book as you go around, and you're doing a lot of readings, and they're fundraisers, in effect. Tell us what's going on.
Actually, a lot of the places that are in the book that are nonprofits, when I go back to that area and I'm doing a book event there, the profits of the book that day are going back to that organization. So even the kickoff party for my book is going to be in Sun Prairie, and that night all the sales will benefit the Sun Prairie Emergency Food Pantry.
Now, I'm hearing a lot of love for Wisconsin. Where does that come from for you?
Well, I'm born and bred here. I'm a diehard cheesehead myself. So.
I will, for all listening, there is a Packers t-shirt involved here, I should point out.
Is there a different team? Really? No. I was born and bred here. It's just, it's in our blood, you know? And when I was at the Governor's Conference on Tourism last year, I learned that the travel industry in Wisconsin got less federal relief dollars for COVID than any other Midwest state. And that kind of made me look at finishing this book a little differently. And that's when I realized I can use this book to give back to a lot of different areas and communities in Wisconsin that weren't going to see the money to help rebuild their businesses after COVID shut things down for a while.
Talking to Danielle Gay about her new book, 100 Things to Do in Wisconsin Before You Die. And you can join in at 800-642-1234 to share your must-do, must-experience things around the state of Wisconsin, famous or not, big or small, local, or you can find them all over the place. 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234. All right, Danielle, let's start naming some names. What I love to see there is Dr. Evermore's Forever Tron. This is just for a point of trivia. One of the very first radio interviews I ever did was with Tom Every, a.k.a. Dr. Evermore. Unique character, unique thing. People in the art world really do come to Wisconsin to see and experience this. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Folk art is incredible. And you just really have to experience it in the element that it was created. We talked for a little bit privately about the Kohler Art Center in Sheboygan, and they have 35 samplings of different artists. But yeah, Forevertron, you just have to stand there at that place and kind of absorb it yourself. It's almost overwhelming, but it's so cool. You have to see it in person.
Excellent. Now, food and drink. Now, this is, talk about tough to narrow down. Let's see. You've got some Door County fish boil, and you picked one, and this is another one where you said, or... here's a whole bunch of others. Talk about the fish boil in Door County.
that's like dinner and a show built in. And I picked the one that, you know, I thought had the best show first, because that's the part you sit outside on the patio and you watch the master at work doing the fish boil, and they tell the stories and history of the area. And that's half of the fun. I mean, eating it is great, but it's really the show leading up to it in advance. But that's, again, that's another really cool Wisconsin experience.
That's Door County. What were some of the other great food traditions you wanted to highlight and then went looking for the right restaurant or venue to match them up with?
Well, you have to have a Kringle in Racine, because there's all the Danish people that settled there. Wisconsin, they have something called Booyah. It's a different kind of soup, and that's usually the area you're going to find it. So we had to look for that. You got to have Eat at a Wisconsin Supper Club. Mm-hmm. And the one that I featured, I mean, there's tons of amazing supper clubs, but I featured Cantafio's in Beaver Dam because they're a Gold Star family and they have a really neat story about what they do for veterans.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit.
Well, they're a Gold Star family. They lost their son Ryan almost 20 years ago. And so they do free meals for veterans. And on Memorial Day, they usually do a free feed, a free meal from 4 to 8. And that's when I'll be there this year signing books on Memorial Day. And we're going to donate the profits to the Wounded Warrior Project in Ryan's name. So they're an incredible family.
Other experiences that go along with foods that, I mean, there's the famous Goats on the Roof restaurant.
Oh, definitely.
Talk about that a little bit. Al Johnson's?
Al Johnson's. And that started out kind of as a gag where somebody brought the goats over to him. But I mean, you have to have the Swedish pancakes with the lingonberries there. That's just a given.
And then a $100 burger.
Oh, yeah. Madison's got the $100 burger, if you haven't heard about that one.
It's not the burger, though.
Not the burger, no. At the Jet Room, you can get the $100 burger. But that also then, besides your burger, it gets you a ride around Madison in a plane.
Right. Now, I've been there to the Jet Room, and this is like right next to the airport there.
Mm-hmm.
So you literally, people park their planes and walk in and get breakfast or whatever.
Oh, and they have a beautiful wall of windows where you can watch all the airplanes, you know, landing and taking off, too.
That was a great one for kids. Now, let's get to some, let's go to museums now.
Ooh.
How about that? You've got some great ones. Milwaukee, and I've talked to the directors there, the Black Holocaust Museum.
That was an amazing experience. When we toured that, I took my teenager and their best friend. And that's the first time I've ever heard two teenagers quiet for almost 2 hours.
Wow.
It was an amazing experience. How they put everything together, the journey that you walk through history was just amazing. And the conversations we had in the car afterward were incredible too. They have this one thing where you're like walking underneath and it's like you're in the hold of a slave ship where you're like looking up and just, I invite you to go there and lay down underneath there and look and try and imagine what it would be like to be there and have that your only view for like 3 months in a transport. It's an incredible museum.
And then for a kind of an opposite experience, I remember with little kids running around and making noise and having a lot, just being super excited, railroad museums here in the state. Oh. We've got a few places to experience those.
Lots of great railroad museums. And, you know, from 2 to 102, who doesn't like trains? one of my favorite museums, Racine, the Racine Art Museum, they have their Peeps exhibition coming in. They have people from all over the world who send in their artwork, and they've made it from Peep candies. It's hilarious.
A lot of people would say that's the best use for Peeps.
Well, they float nicely in hot chocolate.
I know some people like to eat them, yeah. Let's bring out a caller now at 800-642-1234. Kay is with us in Madison. Kay, hello.
Well, anyone in Madison would say take them to Old Brick Gardens.
The Botanical Gardens, sure. And Kay, I understand you've got one more to recommend to us as well?
Yes. Mater's German Restaurant in Milwaukee for wonderful German food.
What's your favorite thing to eat at Mater's in Milwaukee, Kay?
Sauerbraten.
Okay, Sauerbraten. I used to be a big Rouladen fan when I'd go to German restaurants. So the Botanical Gardens, I can't remember if that ended up in the book.
It's hard because we have so many amazing ones in Wisconsin. Right. And like I said, you had to balance out the state. I mean, I could easily do 100 things in just Madison for this book, but I couldn't. Somebody else wrote that. The gardens that I did feature is the Janesville Rotary Gardens, because they have the 1.5 million holiday light display. That's their biggest fundraiser for the year. But I mean, Green Bay, Old Brick Gardens, there's so many amazing, amazing gardens that are, you know, available for us in Wisconsin. And it's funny that you mentioned Mater's, because I just got the contract to write Unique Eats and Eateries of Wisconsin. And that's one of the ones on my list of 84 to connect with. I agree. Mater's is amazing.
Okay. Thanks so much for sharing that. I appreciate that. And that highlights something else that kind of keeps coming up in your book, all the many ethnic traditions that Wisconsin has to draw from. That we've already talked about a couple of them. What are some more you might want to highlight?
Well, you know, amazing is a really amazing. Well, it's an incredible state with the fact that so many different ethnic groups settled here, everyone from the Swedes to the Germans, and then all of the different industries. We had a logging and a fishing and a mining. So it's just depending on where you go, there's something different and incredible to focus on.
We'll go back to our callers now. Scott is with us on the road on his way to Milwaukee now. Scott, hello.
Hi, how are you this afternoon?
Good. What did you want to recommend, Scott?
Well, I would recommend going to GaryCon, which is a Dungeons & Dragons convention held in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. It's online. You wouldn't have any trouble finding it, except that it takes up all of the Grand Geneva Resort and Spa. So it's a pretty big convention these days. But it's so much fun because all the great old school gamers show up there.
Scott, thanks a lot. We've talked about Lake Geneva's origin story for Dungeons & Dragons, this game that changed the gaming world. Thanks for sharing that with us, Scott. Donnell, any thoughts on that one?
I was trying to work on a book that we'd had like fairs and celebrations and, you know, things like that that we could put in. So I'm working with that with my Midwest Travel Writer Network group. We're doing a couple of different books together, too. But Lake Geneva is beautiful. And, the Grand Geneva, I mean, it's just beautiful there.
Scott, thanks for sharing that. We're talking to travel writer and author Donnell Gay about her new book. It's called 100 Things to Do in Wisconsin Before You Die. You can join in at 800-642-1234. You can offer your own recommendation. You could second one that our guest has made so far. If you work in service or tourism, what have things looked like over the last couple of years during the pandemic? Have you made big changes? Are you seeing more people coming back? What is your favorite thing to take an out-of-town visitor to in your neck of the woods? What is something that's still on your list? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Verrett. We're picking up our talk now with Donnell Gay, Wisconsin-based travel writer and blogger. Her new book is called 100 Things to Do in Wisconsin Before You Die. She has 100, actually a lot more than 100, ideas, travel suggestions, places to go, and you could share yours too at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Back to your calls now. Connie is with us in Portage. Connie, hello.
Hi. I think everybody should visit, at least in the summertime, Mineral Point.
What do you like about Mineral Point, Connie? Where should we stop?
Well, I tell you, there used to be a lot of antique craft shops there now. But the main thing you want to go to is the village. And for the life of me, I can't think of the name of it right now.
Pendarvis.
And yes. And that was one of the first places. I was born in Darlington. But when I got older, and that was one of the places I went so many times all summer long. So just thought I'd share that.
I love it, Connie. Thanks for sharing that and sharing that memory with us, too. Donnell, Mineral Point area.
Yeah, Pendarvis. And it's nicest because that the Wisconsin Historical Society has changed up how they do the tours. So it's more of kind of like a history, less of the mining community, but more of like the history and the redevelopment and the restoration that they've done. And then you also have to make time to go to the Red Rooster Cafe and get yourself a pasty.
Ooh, I love a good pasty. Mm-hmm. I haven't been there yet. Interesting. Connie, thanks a lot for sharing that. Joy is with us now in West Bend. Joy, hello.
Hi. What was really wonderful for us was to go to the International Crane Foundation in Baraboo. They have one or more cranes of every species from the world. The only one that's not endangered is our sandhill cranes, which are coming back really strong. And they do work to save these cranes all over the world. And it's just beautiful to see them.
Joy, thanks so much. That is in the book, I know, Donnell.
It is. There's 15 different kinds of cranes. And it's amazing the work that they're doing there.
And thanks for that call, Joy. This is the kind of thing you're looking for. Like, if you're not from Wisconsin, would you think, oh yeah, Wisconsin, that's the place with the crane place?
No.
I doubt it. Right?
Right.
What other unexpected things are there like that that you came up with for your book or that you've seen that like, yeah, oh, you know, if you're from outside of Wisconsin, you wouldn't think we have blank cranes or what, or Forever Trons or whatever.
There's so many fun things in the book. Like if you're in Washburn County, in Spooner, they have a railroad where you can ride the Mark Twain Zephyr. 10 shovel nose steamers were made in the mid 30s. 2 of them are in our museum. The other ones are lost to time. And this one has been refurbished. And so it's the only place in the world that you can ride one of these shovel nose steamers. And they're doing a fantastic job with the Mark Twain Zephyr. It's beautiful.
Fantastic. Only in Wisconsin. Joy, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Tim is with us next in Madison. Tim, hello.
Hi. I second the International Crane Foundation and the Red Rooster, but Copper Falls State Park, I think, is a state park that everyone should go to.
What? Paint us a picture, Tim. Well, go ahead and do it. Yeah,
it's northern Wisconsin. It's just south of Ashland.
Mm-hmm.
It's the beautiful Iron River, I think, runs through that. I believe that's the name of it. Anyway, but there's a beautiful path that goes across the river in a couple different places. You have beautiful vistas and beautiful old growth white pines and cedars there. I think everyone owes it to themselves to see it. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for sharing that. I kick myself. I haven't been. I love waterfalls. I've been in Wisconsin a long time. I've been to Ashland. I still haven't been to Copper Falls. Deno, you've got a few different parks of various sorts in the book. Where do you point us toward?
Oh, well, I do have several different parks in the book. I kind of balance them throughout the state. But my group of friends from the Midwest Travel Network, we have a new book coming out end of May, and it is Midwest State Park Adventures.
Uh-huh.
And so every single one of our 49 state parks is going to be represented in that book. So, yes, I've been all over the state parks. I love our state park system. The way that they handle everything is just beautiful.
Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Danelle Gay is with us. Her newest book is 100 Things to Do in Wisconsin Before You Die. You can keep sharing yours at 800-642-1234. Jim joins us next in Richland Center. Hi, Jim.
Yes, good afternoon. Down in Greene County, there's Nuglaris and Monroe. Monroe has cheese days every 2 years. It's a weekend event. They have a three-hour parade each time. And also in Nuglaris, there's three events. There's a Heidi Festival during the summer. There's Swiss Independence Celebration is the first weekend, I think, in August. And then their big deal is the Will and Tell Festival over Labor Day weekend. Any of those is worth seeing.
Jim, thanks for the call. Nuglaris celebrating Wisconsin's Swiss heritage, Danelle.
The historic cheesemaking center down there, that's in the book. Absolutely fantastic. It's hard when you have a festival, especially every other year. But I love the heritage down there. And of course, Wisconsin cheese, I couldn't be prouder of that. I wear it on my head with 600 different kinds of cheese. And we have the largest amount of master cheesemakers than anywhere else in the world. It's an important area to visit.
Thanks a lot for that call, Jim, at 800-642-1234. So many festivals in the state, Danelle. I know that must have been one of the hardest things to sift and winnow, as we say here in Wisconsin. You've got, I think, some UFOs on the agenda for us, though, when it comes to festival season.
There's three different places in Wisconsin that has a UFO festival, and so I picked the one that's the oldest. But, yes, definitely. When you have a week where you can celebrate UFO sightings, that's just a fun hoot.
And one thing I liked about the book, too, I mean, you've got, you know, one at a time, you're 100. But after that, you've got some a seasonal plan and then travel itineraries. Like, I think there's an art travel plan, things like that. Can you give us some inspiration on a plan, you know, a long weekend or a week off with some great things to do in Wisconsin?
Well, and it really depends. I had to try and break that down. So sometimes when you have kids or if you're empty nesters or if you just have like a long weekend. But yeah, breaking up seasonally and then giving you ideas and different things in the area. So like in Milwaukee, I would do a couple of different restaurants, talk about some of the museums like the Milwaukee Art Museum, the America Black Holocaust Museum, Mobcraft Brewery. Oh man, they are so fun. You have to get one of their pretzels that's like bigger than your head. And the names of the different beers are crowdfunded. So what they come up with, just it cracks me up. But try to do different things like that.
Let's bring another caller on. Mac is with us calling from Milwaukee. Mac, hello.
Hi. I was going to say Minocqua's Winter Park is a great place for people. It's one of the better, it's probably the best place outside of mountain regions to cross-country ski in the United States for now. And climate change is really threatening a lot of places cross-country ski, but they still have really reliable snow there.
Mac, thanks for the call. I know Minocqua makes an appearance in the book tonight. I don't remember if it was the winter skiing, though.
I don't think it was. I'm trying to remember myself now off the top of my head.
Well, but northern Wisconsin, we haven't said too much. Well, what am I talking about? Copper Falls and now the Winter Park. Any other great northern Wisconsin? We talked a lot about
Northern
Wisconsin.
Train I was talking about, Washburn County. That's very northwest. They have everything from the Canoe Heritage Museum to... just trying to think of some of the other fun things there. Perlick Distillery, that's a lot of fun. Instead of farm to fork, like a lot of great places in Wisconsin, they're farm to cup. They make incredible vodka and have a fun tasting room with craft cocktails.
Thanks a lot for that call. In our last a little over a minute or so, now it's teasing us with some spring-like elements, you know, the rainy kinds anyway. What do you look forward to in spring in Wisconsin?
You know... our seasons are so beautiful. Our state parks, they're different every single season. So they're fun to get out and see just as, you know, the seasons change. But it's fun to just get back outside again and do a lot of things.
I've gotten better at doing winter state parks, especially with COVID. I got, you know, those chains for the shoes. You don't slip and slide all over the place. Do you get out in any of the winter parks? Is there a favorite?
We tried snowshoeing this year. That was fun.
Where'd you go?
Went to a couple of different things. Janesville has a nice area down there. In even Sun Prairie, Wisconsin was doing something fun where it was a snowshoe by candlelight hike. And I've learned that's a lot of work, more so than I thought it was. It was a good workout.
Okay. And speaking of workouts, you mentioned a huge, busy signing schedule. Where are your next couple events?
Oh, my gosh. I'm a little all over. on April 3rd in Sun Prairie from 5 to 8 p.m., I'm at Salvatore's downtown Sun Prairie, and that's where we're officially kicking off the book, and all the profits that day go to the Sun Prairie Emergency Food Pantry. That's one of 45 so far that I have on my calendar. So if they go to travelingcheesehead.com/book-events, they can see my full calendar right now.
Awesome. Danielle, thanks so much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Danielle Gay is a Wisconsin-based travel writer, blogger, and author. We talked to her today about her new book. It's called 100 Things to Do in Wisconsin Before You Die. Well, if you have more suggestions you want to share with the world, want to show off something in your neck of the woods in particular, you can keep doing it. Share your favorites on the Ideas Network Facebook page or send us an email, ideas@wpr.org. That's ideas@wpr.org.